Creditors and predators. We have a special offer now just for select members like you. Just a few easy installments, we can tell you what to do. Working for retirement will keep you out of harm. Luxury convenience and the money keep you warm. I used to take advantage, I used to cheat and steal. Well, I could have been a gentleman if only she was real. I love my new employee, I tell you she's a doll. She dresses up like a tailor and she doesn't talk at all. At this ungodly hour, hit the shower, brew a pot. You cannot be late again, or at least not get caught. Shake the dreams out of your head and answer the alarm. Throw away the covers, let the money keep you warm. Don't touch me, don't look at me. Don't touch me, you can't have me. Don't touch me, don't look at me. Can't you see that I'm busy? But what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? You're in the red, you're over your head, you're paying it off even after you're dead. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? I have a proposition that may ease your apprehension. Just you wait, for you I will create a new position for your timely dedication. But discretion is the key, I have an opening for you. If you have an opening for me... Brush up the dirt and get on your feet again. You're only chasing shadows now and hiding from the wind. Never rock the boat until we are out of the storm. Take it like a champ and let the money keep you warm. Yeah, just pucker up and love it, let the money keep you warm.
That's Will Gillespie with Let the Money Keep You Warm from his 2015 EP. It's entitled Chasing Shadows. He's a special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference in the mobile studio that a lot of people would say is just a hotel room. But believe me, at this conference, a lot of the best moments take place in hotel rooms. Lots of great music, lots of wonderful networking, a great opportunity to get back to community. A lot of people actually think of this conference is a bit like homecoming for musicians and people in the music industry. Get a chance to get together, talk about what you're doing, present what you're doing, and just generally have a good time. How are you doing today, Will?
Oh, better than could be expected, really. I was in a hotel room with the Northern Lights Festival, Friends of the Northern Lights, the Sudbury Room, and that's always a party at these things. Yeah, good networking, but also, as you said, a lot of fun. It's kind of the end of year, you know.
I heard that room went late into the night as well. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The band Murder, they were playing till 4 or something like that. Yeah.
I know they pride themselves on their ability at these conferences to continue playing as long as possible. So here to talk about your music. You've been described as a songwriter who's also a crooner, a cabaret man, and a power pop genius. A little bit of everything that you've done in your music career. How do you describe yourself?
Well, yeah. I've used several different terms and phrases for the majority of my sound. For a while, I had a band called Old World Romance, which is sort of also a name for a body of work I have that sort of has that elegant, eccentric kind of... air to it. Sometimes I refer to that as jazzed up folk rock, is another way to put it, you know. But I'm starting to get away from that a little bit because some people think jazz means a lot of fast, intricate solos. They're solos, but they're not necessarily intricate. It's more about the sort of pretty chords and guitar techniques, anyway. And I like to play in several different genres because, you know, every emotion or experience like has its own genre kind of thing. So that's another way I put it sometimes, like there is no genre for the human experience. So I can go wherever the mood takes me kind of thing.
Because you have interests that have, you know, moved into different areas of music, I mentioned, you know, the crooner cabaret side, the power pop side. Does that mean that you tend to be very interested in maybe creating something that maybe of a single, you know, just a single or an EP length, you know, that maybe has that great hook that, you know, would lend itself to, you know, getting a video produced, that sort of thing? I think the song we started off with, Let the Money Keep You Warm, you've just created a video for that?
Yes. This summer, it took about a month a minute. It's a 2.5 minute song and took us about 2.5 months to do it. It's all stop motion animation, claymation. My partner, Susan Robinson, actually built all the sets and, you know, individually colored every brick and brought like the characters that I'd illustrate them and do kind of a storyboard. And then she would come in and take those illustrations and make them three dimensional and bring my vision to life, so to speak. And it was a fun process. And we worked together, you know, for most of the summer. We were hermited away in our apartment and just turned the apartment into an animation studio. Ever since I wrote this song a year or two ago, you know, I sort of had this idea for a video. And then last winter we worked on another project, one of hers, called The Adventures of Alco Hulk, like The Incredible Hulk, but a drinker. And it's based on a true story that also happened in Sudbury, Ontario. And and I did the music and she just did her own storyline animation. And from there I realized, wait a second, all these ideas I have, like the human pinata and the clock hands flying away, these are all things that if you do as an animation, you know, it'll be doable. You know, lots of time, but not much money. And anyway, it was good.
So you actually appear in the claymation yourself in various different guises?
No, not necessarily. The main idea with the video is it's different ways of people eating money. So there's like a piggy bank that comes to life and goes into a butcher shop. And then the family eats the money from out of that, you know, like a greenback salad. And, you know, and as the process goes, much like in recording, you know, you may have like some ideas that once you tried in three dimensions, it doesn't quite work. Like I had coin roll sausages, didn't quite look right. It was a neat idea, but, you know, so the main images and the vision stayed consistent, but there were certain things that were just added, you know, as you go. I like that, you know, having an idea. And then when you work with other artists, you can sort of expand on your idea. And sometimes it takes you to better places that you weren't expecting. So.
Well, we'll have the link to the video on our website and also on our Facebook page.
Oh, thanks.
So if people want to check that out. I think you originally hailed up from near Sudbury, right? And now call Hamilton home. Is that how things worked?
Well, yeah, I grew up in Timmins, Ontario, South Porcupine, actually, which is like a small mining town just outside of Timmins. And then spent the better part, and I do mean the better part of my 20s in Sudbury, and I still go back every season or so. And in between I went to Toronto for a year or two and met Susan, and then we both moved to Hamilton because why not? And we're loving it. It's a great community again and very welcoming, lots of creative types. And you know, there's an audience, and then there's people to collaborate with, such as when I did this EP, that was all people I'd never met before, and you know, they became fast friends, you know. Within months of moving to Hamilton, I just thought I want to establish myself as a Hamiltonian and get my jazzed up folk rock old world romance sound, which is sort of like the old world romance electrified. Because I did the rock band thing, I did the crooner cabaret thing, but with this EP and with my new Will Gillespie band, I try to do it just all at once, you know, under one roof, under my name, so it's a lot simpler, yeah.
Which is all about creating a persona, right? Because every performer has their onstage persona. All of these different facets of the musician you have been individually in the past now coming together as you mentioned.
Yes, exactly. And it's yeah, just sort of like a bigger, well rehearsed version of myself kind of thing. Yeah. And that's so the music is like what the world sounds like in my head. And then the stage will, as I call him, is it's just sort of like louder, more boisterous, even when it's a sensitive ballad, it's like extremely intimate and sensitive, and then you go big, it's exaggerated. Yeah, it's like a caricature of myself kind of thing. And the band just sort of makes it even bigger, you know.
We have a guitar in the studio. You came with a guitar. How about playing something live for us?
Sure. I think what I'll play now is another song from the EP, a different side to myself and to what jazzed up folk rock can be. This is a ballad, and it's sentimental, and it's called Moving to Music. Tiptoes, even my breath, I'm even thinking in whispers. Right up against you, my arm falls asleep, but I let it go numb. I kiss the top of your head, hoping somewhere in your sleep you'll know what I said. And you move against me, and I let go of everything but you. When we were dancing, once we really got dancing, not just moving to music, I caught your eye, I think I caught your eye when you looked into mine. So I kissed your hand when you left, and tried to tell you something somewhere under my breath. And you move against me, and I let go of everything but you. So I kiss you once on the lips, as whether it's the first or the last time, I couldn't resist how you moved against me, and I let go of everything but you. Yes, you moved against me, and I let go. Thank you.
That's Will Gillespie with Moving to Music live on Folk Roots Radio today. He's a special guest at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We've been talking about his music. Tell us a little bit about the live experience then. I mean, you really try and make it an experience with the material you play and, you know, bring out as much personality as possible.
Oh, yeah, and I try to make it like a three-dimensional experience, like a real kind of a emotional journey, you know, when you're planning out a set list. But it's also great when, you know, in the moment, when you're reading the crowd, if you think like, okay, no, this next song would sort of take us to the next step of the journey better, and kind of, yeah, keep it dynamic, you know, bring it big and small and ideally, and sometimes it works, you know, if I could get people to like laugh at some point in the set and sing along, and you know, when it's with a band, perhaps, you know, you have a drummer, it's easier to get people dancing. When I play solo or with a band, like when I play with a band, I try to, you know, have players come and go, you know, so that again, you have things changing both visually and sonically, you know, keep it dynamic and interesting. So yeah.
Would you like to play something else for us?
Oh, sure. So this isn't on any recording yet, but this is on hopefully going to be on a recording I'll be doing this winter. Yeah, so it's a new song, but it's an old story. It's sort of about my friends and I back in high school in Timmins, but hopefully your listeners can relate to it wherever they're from. But yeah, small town, back roads, and good times. And so here it is. This is called Kings of the Summer. Kings of the summer, smoking in the back lot, 17 years old, on top of the world. Me and my buddies got the call of the wild, we knew who we were. Kings of the summer. And every day was Saturday night. We never got caught, we never thought we would, man, we were right. Cause every star was shining like a spotlight on the kings of the summer. Getting into trouble and running wild. Just a bunch of small town big shots headed for the big time. The kings of the summer. And every day was Saturday night. We never got caught, we never thought we would, man, we were right. Cause every star was shining like a spotlight on the kings of the summer. If I don't make it, I can fake it, cause I already did. I was a king of the summer back when I was a kid. All we had to do was get out of here. We're gonna be alright with the kings of the summer. Down on Main Street, under a streetlight. Yes, and every day was Saturday night. We never got caught, we never thought we would, man, we were right. Cause every star was shining like a spotlight on the kings of the summer. Smoking in the back lot, 17 years old, on top of the world. Me and my buddies got the call of the wild, we knew who we were. Kings of the Summer.
That's Will Gillespie with Kings of the Summer, a new song on Folk Roots Radio today. Will's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. What does the future hold, Will?
Well, hopefully this winter, recording that one. and another one sort of like it that I'm working on with my new group in Hamilton, and showcase some new material and a new side to my writing and my experience, and a lot more things like that. I'm here this conference solo, because I think in 2016 I'm probably going to do a lot more touring in Ontario, by myself, or even with my partner, but all in one car. So like a lot more solo shows, which is, in some cases like house concerts and band shells, better and easier anyway. And still doing the band things in Hamilton and in Sudbury, which because I spent so much time in Sudbury, there's something I do. Sometimes I travel by myself, and then I have a lineup, like a rhythm section that knows enough of my material to pull off a show. Apparently that's the way Chuck Berry used to do it, just tour himself and have a band waiting for him. So that's a nice way to do it, because then, logistically, and also to make every night a slightly different experience, because people bring different little touches and tastes,
And if people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Well, my main website is willgillespie.ca, and I'm also on Twitter and Instagram. That's WG Music, or at WG Music. At W Gillespie Music is my Twitter handle, and I've got that new claymation video and some other live action videos I've shot up on YouTube. So if you look me up there, I'm around.
We're going to finish with another track from the EP. We're going to play Ankle Deep. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Sure. That's another song about good times and bad weather. It's sort of like a waltz where, I was walking home from the townhouse tavern, but it could be any tavern in any town, and there's a sudden blizzard, and you're sort of fighting the weather and the sauce, trying to make it home. And yeah, the cello is kind of the voice of the wind in the solo. And so there's Ankle Deep.
That's great. Will Gillespie, it's been a great pleasure having you join us on the show today. Will Gillespie with Ankle Deep from the 2015 EP Chasing Shadows. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
A near silent world in a blanket of winter. Skeleton hands reaching out from its skyward. And I'm a storm unto myself, now which way is forward? As double knit scarves catch the beads of my laughter. Tripping over the snow, trying to catch up with my feet. One step ahead of sleep, full of Merlot. Ankle deep, the wind on my cheek. All that exists are this blizzard and me. Ankle deep, bittersweet, closing my eyes and I cannot compete. I fall up the stairs, climb into bed, hide myself under the sheets. I creep like a spider, avoiding the light, becoming a shadow of me. Lights are dimming, the blizzard is winning. Oh, sweet wine, the hour so late. Nights like this remind me why it's so hard to find me, why I always get carried away. Doing things like tripping over the snow.
Snow.
Trying to catch up with my feet.
Oh no.
one step ahead of sweet, full of melon. Ankle deep, the wind on my cheek, all that exists are this blizzard and me. Ankle deep, bittersweet, closing my eyes, and I cannot compete, cannot compete with tripping over the snow.
Snow.
Trying to catch up with my feet.
Oh no!
One step ahead of sleep, full of Merlot, Merlot, Merlot. Ankle deep, the wind on my cheek, all that exists are this blizzard and me. Ankle deep, bittersweet, closing my eyes on. Can